Hi, I'm Dr. Ray Calabrese. Welcome to my podcast, Journey from Grief to Healing. Grieving is difficult. I know. I lost my best friend and wife after a long marriage. In this series of podcasts, you'll discover what you are experiencing physically and emotionally is normal. Healing is possible. Remember, love always wins. Life will get better. Episode 81, Locked Doors. Have you tried to open a door and it wouldn't open? Maybe it was stuck. Maybe it was locked. When I was a kid living in a six-tenement building near the railroad tracks, I had a heck of a time opening the cellar door. I liked to go down to the cellar. I had a few secret hiding places down there. Stephen King would have loved it. Well, a locked door happened to me again last year on my trip. I was already registered at the place I was staying. I used my app to acquire my mobile key. No need to go to the front desk. When I got to my room, my mobile key didn't work. I had no choice but to go through the check-in experience. When I checked in, they told me there was a mistake. The room originally assigned to my mobile key was someone else's room. When I asked how this happened, I got a shrug and a, "We're still working out the bugs in our mobile check-in." They gave me a different room with a different view from what I wanted and no discount. This time my mobile key worked. I wondered if someone might have a mobile key card for my room and show up at 2 a.m. Well, they didn't. That is how it is with we who experience grieving. We want our lives to be the way they were before events took us in a different direction. One moment we're happy. The next moment we're scrambling to adjust to the changing circumstances. The changing circumstances require us to change whether we want to or not. Getting upset or refusing to believe we have to change is not a good strategy. We're caught in choppy seas, and if we don't want to capsize, we have to change. Change is seldom easy. Change requires learning new ways that adapt to our present conditions and putting aside what once worked for us, but is no longer practical in our situation. We have to put them aside, even if they made us comfortable and safe before. Going back to the metaphor of a room change, if I stand in front of the door to the room that was originally assigned to me, it's not going to help. I'm not going to get it to open. And even if the people who were in that room show up, they're not going to invite me in. I have to change my room if I'm going to make my stay work. Similarly, if we continue to think about where we were and wishing we were back there, and everything becomes the way it was, we lose sight of what is and the potential our new place holds for us. Helen Keller wrote, "When one door of happiness closes, another opens. But often we look so long at the closed door that we do not see the one which has opened for us." Turning away from the closed door and looking at the open door is hard for a person who is experiencing grieving. It's being asked to jump into the pool in the deep end and being told we can't hold on to the sides of the pool. That's not bad if you know how to swim and are comfortable in the water. It's a lot more perilous if we don't know how to swim. Here we are thrashing about in water that is 15 feet deep. The fear of drowning grabs hold of us. We try to paddle to the edge of the pool, but we're pushed away. We're out there and being told to either sink or swim. That's not fair. But who said life was fair, right? I didn't want to jump in over my head. I was pushed in. Poet Kate Tempest writes, "You don't know how to get yourself out of that deep water until you're in the deep water." If we panic, we will surely drown. If we're able to calm ourselves, we discover that although we can't reach the edge of the pool, somehow we've discovered we're staying afloat. Although we won't win an Olympic medal for floating or treading water, maybe we'll learn to do the doggy paddle and start to move around. Author Ray Bradbury wrote in Fahrenheit 450, "Don't ask for guarantees, and don't look to be saved in any one thing. Person, machine, or library. Do your own bit of saving, and if you drown, at least die knowing you are heading for the shore." Accepting the fact that we have to change doesn't alleviate the pain we feel that requires us to change. If we want a chance to experience happiness again, we have to change. We have to adapt. There's no way around it. We have to accept the primary conditions for future happiness. That condition tells us that happiness is possible only if we change how we will define our happiness. If we continue to define happiness as living life the way it was, we will never experience happiness again. If we're willing to begin exploring different definitions of happiness, it's possible happiness will once again enter our lives. Author Paulo Coelho writes in his book, Zaire, "No one should ever ask himself, why am I unhappy? The question carries with it the virus that will destroy everything." If we ask that question, it means we want to find out what makes us happy. If what makes us happy is different from what we have now, then we must either change once and for all, or stay as we are, feeling ever more unhappy. Opt for change. Opt to be happy again. Opt to have the sun shine again on you and to light your way into the joy-filled world that is waiting for you. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Don't be afraid of change. It's on the other side of the door. And when you open the door and get to the other side of the door, you'll find it's not all that bad. In fact, it will be pretty darn good. Never quit. Never give up. Good things are waiting for you on the other side of that door. If you like this podcast, please subscribe to get notifications of future episodes. You can also check out my blog, Looking on the Bright Side, at www.dancingalone530.com. It's all positive and uplifting. If you have any questions about my grieving experience, I want to share your grieving experience with me. Please email me at ray.breese, B-R-E-S-E, at gmail.com. Have a great day, stay strong, and never quit, never give up.